Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
Where tradition and technology meet. That's the theme for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days in Clark County. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. And right there in the logo, the horse represents the traditional way of farming. And it's become a more recent tradition to have an equine show at Farm Tech Days. When Clark County last hosted Farm Tech Days in 2005, a new feature was the Meyer Farms 10-horse Belgian Pyramid Hitch. And it was a hit. Since then, the hitch has been featured at several Farm Tech Days, most recently at Wood County in 2018. Danny Meyer, who is in charge of the equine committee for this year's show, tells us more about the significance of that pyramid hitch.
It's really a goofy hitch. I mean, it's got no usable reason except for show. And when we started the Central Wisconsin State Fair, my brother and I, Randy and I, when we started the draft horse show, and that was back in about 1992. And when we started that show, the first thing, after 3 years, we wanted to do something a little different. We were getting over 280 horses 1 year at that show. And so we started talking about the pyramid because we knew that at the circus they hitched a pyramid. And we thought people would love that. So we had four people that tried it, and we had more people in the ring to handle the horses than we had horses, you know. But the thing was, it really caught the public eye. And then my brother Randy, then after that, he started getting into the pyramid. And so the pyramid is, it's one horse. It's like bowling pins. It's one horse, two horses, three horses, and four. And the wheel horses, the driver is the big thing. Number one, what do you do with those three horses? You can't put a pole between the horse's legs. You can't. At first, we used to drive it. We'd put a pair of fills on it. Well, then the horses couldn't run, and we like to run them. So when he drives those horses, the big thing is he drives those four in the back with his pinky fingers. And he drives the next three with the next finger, the ring finger, and the next two, which is your friendly finger, we'll call it, and then your index finger, you drive that lead horse. But the trick of driving it, there's 40 feet of line to that front horse to the wagon. And so when that horses make a 90-degree turn, that front horse, he has to pull in 5 to 8 feet of line. So the guy next to him, his son, Chris Meyer drives him now, he pulls those lines through his fingers. And the other thing that's hard to believe when you drive it is every horse has bit contact. Like when they drove the 40-horse hitch back when Dick Sparrow drove the 40-horse hitch in early history there for the circus parade used to be in Milwaukee. Well, they only drove the outside horses. Well, here we cut figure eights in that with this sponge. So that lead horse is the key. And he does a lot by voice commands. Ha is left, G is right, and ho and oh God is the other one.
How long does it take to hitch up that pyramid?
Yeah, that's why we demonstrate it right at the show. Just to get the horses ready, there's about 3 hours involved in getting the horses ready now. I'm talking about just they're washed in the morning. By the time we harness them, we do the manes, we do the tails, we do the hooves. They're all done. Of course, they've been all put shoes on before that. They're all shod. And then when you start hitching, the actual hitching, if we got enough people, it takes about a half hour and to get them hitched. And the big thing is get those lines right. Because when you holler, when you pull, you better hope which way they're going or you're going to have a crash. You know? When we first started that, like our father said, that was ridiculous. You can't hitch that way. But for the old horsemen, they enjoy seeing just how we hitch that. It's different.
Well, there's certainly an art to it, and I know that there's an art to working with animals in general. What are some of the other things that people will be able to see in the horse ring at Farm Tech Days?
Well, we have Shirk over there from Greenwood. That's a really good horse trainer, and he will be there doing some. Showing how to handle problem horses, riding horses. We also have the Quarter Horse Foundation coming in. They will show the versatility of the quarter horse. They will do a little cutting. They will do a little bit of showing the racehorse and this type of thing that's done in the quarter horse business. We also will have some classic driving of the draft horse and some of the other hitches like the unicorn and the four abreast and this type of thing. And then we also have the regular draft horses coming in to show the working horse as well as the pulling horse. And they're all built different. These are show horses, and the Poland horse, he's square like a quarter horse. We have these a little bit different, you know. So we want to show the, and especially Clark County has more horses now than it ever had. We have a tremendous amount of standardbreds and saddlebreds being bought in because of the Amish and the Mennonites. We have a tremendous business. We have the largest horse sale in the Midwest down here at Neillswood twice a year. So there's a lot of horse business right now. And if you go down the countryside, there's horses all over. And riding horses has never been bigger, too.
Well, the theme of the Clark County Farm Technology Days is where technology and tradition meet. And on that logo is a horse. And I do want to talk about the more traditional farming communities. Do you expect a greater draw from those folks because of the horse attraction?
Oh, I'm sure you will. But, you know, everybody in Clark County has horses in their history. You know what I mean? If you go back, Grandpa had horses or whatever. And, of course, when I grew up is when the draft horse kind of left. And, you know, but my dad was a horse puller. And we always had to have working teams at home, so we were experienced with them, you know. And we didn't start really with the show horses until in the early 80s when Randy and I started with the purebred horses and started showing horses. But the thing is that the Amish and the Mennonites, there's two kinds. You got the old order Amish use draft horses to work, and then we have the Mennonites who usually use just standardbreds and that to drive the church and town and that type of thing, and then we have a lot of the Mennonites in our area which do not have any horses, and really the only thing they really have maybe is a little pony to take the kids to school, which is fun to watch, but they've really added a lot to Clark County. You know, right now we got 50-some Amish and Mennonite schools in Clark County. Hopefully they will come to our show. Some do, some don't. The Mennonites are very active in our area.
I wanted to ask you, too, the draw that you expect to come in from either out of state or, I mean, what's the distance that people are coming to the show? And are people bringing horses in from, you know, other parts of the state or nation?
No, basically the horses coming into the show are just are all Clark County people. And we want to keep it pretty, or at least Wisconsin, some of them are on the outskirts. But we want to keep as much local as we can, and we want to show our horse industry. We have guys that now make their living strictly on horse training. We have people that make their living just selling horseshoes. We have harness equipment. Years ago, my father had to run long ways to get somebody to work on harnesses. Now we got all kinds of harness shops in the area. And so it's just a different industry, and it's a part of us, not only for recreation, but also for work. And so that's why I think it's very important that equine is part of Farm Technology Days.
Yeah, and you mentioned harnesses. That leads right into my next question for you. The tools and products, I guess, that people who have horses need to have. What can we expect in terms of shopping, demonstrations with harnesses or horseshoes, those types of things?
Well, I don't know what kind of booths we all have in those areas, you know, but it's really interesting how they've specialized. And of course, you know, we all grew up with leather only for harnesses, and now we see a lot of bioplastic, we see a lot of nylon. Used to be, we went to a horse pulling contest, half the time they would bust the hame, and now there's stainless steel hames on most harnesses. We see, for example, when I grew up with draft horses in our area, I mean, take the collar on the horses. The average workhorse only wore a 23-inch collar, and now we have 30-inch collars on a lot of these horses. So much bigger, so much stronger than we bred then. But remember, they used a lot of the old Western horse that was bought in and to do the work. And today, of course, we got the Belgians and the Percherons and some Clydesdale. Very little of them work. Most of them are show horses. But it's just a different kind of an era and different kind of horse being shown.
Again, yeah, where tradition and technology meet, even in horses, things are always changing in the industry. Anything else I'm not asking you about what you're working on for Farm Tech Days in terms of the equine portion?
Well, we've got a 160-foot tent. We've got an arena that's being put up by We've got Ash Equipment is putting up an arena. We'll have a full-size arena. It'll be 150 by 200. We'll be able to put those horses in there and they can move. And so there'll be a lot of action. We got something on every hour. There will be something in the ring all the time. And you can just look up the schedule, whether you want to watch the riding horses or draft horses. We'll hitch the pyramid twice a day. But there's just there should be a lot of fun and a lot of action. And we hope you enjoy the show. And, you know, the great thing about the Farm Technology Days, every time the show has been right in the center part of Wisconsin like this, we've had great crowds because there's just a lot of people that want to come and participate, you know, and so we're looking forward to it.
How many horses will be at the show? Do you know?
Yeah, we got 24 stalls that are being used, and then we still have we also have the search and rescue mounted group that will keep the horses on the outside, and so basically we'll probably have about 40, 50 horses there at the show.
Danny Meyer along with us. He's heading up the Equine Committee for the 2022 Wisconsin Farm Technology Days in Clark County, this year hosted in Loyal by Rail Acres and Rustic Occasions. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.